Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my most humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. I want to continue my series of lectures on the holy name entitled Sri Hari Nam Chintamani, or the touchstone of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，请接受我最卑微的顶拜，所有的荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada。今天我们继续圣名系列课程，圣名点睛时。
Today I want to discuss the pastime of Ajamiyo, which we find in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
今天我们来讲一下圣典波加瓦坛第六篇讲到的阿加米勒的故事。
This particular pastime is of great relevance to our discussion.
阿加米勒的故事和我们讲到的有关圣名的话题是非常相关的。
Because it describes the great benefits of Namabhas chanting.
因为阿加米勒的事迹告诉我们，让我们看到了 Namabhas 清除冒犯的唱诵会达到的效果。
Now we.Also discussed in previous lectures that there are three stages in chanting. First, of course, is Nam Aparad, where one is committing one or more of the ten offenses. Then we have Nam Abhas, where one is conscious of what the ten offenses are and is striving to avoid them. And third, we have Sudhanam, or chanting the name purely.
在之前的讲课当中，我们也谈到了唱诵圣名有三个阶段。第一个阶段是 Nama Aparad 冒犯圣名的唱诵的阶段，也就是我们违反冒犯了唱诵圣名十诫当中的一条或者更多的冒犯。Nama Bas 指的是一个人意识到了这些冒犯是什么，并且在努力避免。第三个阶段是 Sudhanam。纯粹的唱诵圣名的阶段。
Now, Nam Aparad does not give very much benefit.
Nam Aparad 冒犯的唱诵给我们并不能带给我们多大的益处。
Certainly, the holy name is perfect, complete, very powerful.
当然，圣名是完美而完整的，是非常有力量的。
Get something.
我们能得到一点好处。
But if one cannot advance off the platform of Nam Aparad, one will not get very much.
但是如果我们无法超越 Nam Aparad, 冒犯的唱诵圣名的阶段，我们就无法获得太大的益处。
And it may so happen after some time, if onecontinuous commit offenses, the opportunity to chant may be taken away from one for the remainder of this lifetime or for many lifetimes.
很有可能，如果我们不断的冒犯的带着冒犯去唱诵的话，很可能在这一生就会失去唱诵圣名的机会，甚至几生几世的都失去唱诵圣名的机会。
Therefore, every chanter has to eventually progress to Namabhas, where one is very conscious of what the ten offenses are and is striving to avoid them at all costs.
所以每一位唱诵者都应该想尽一切办法达到 Namabhas 清除冒犯的唱诵的阶段，也就是意识到冒犯是什么，并且努力在避免冒犯。
We understand that Namabhas chanting is very glorious because it can give almost everything except Krishna Prem.
我们知道清除冒犯的唱诵的阶段，也就是 Namabhas， 这样的唱诵是充满荣耀的，有很多益处。它能给我们除了 Krishna Prem 对 Krishna 纯粹之爱的，除此之外的所有的东西。
At the same time, if we are very sincere in our chanting and eventually eliminate committing any offense, then we can rise from the platform of Namabhas by the mercy, of course, of the Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna, to the platform of Sudhana, the pure chanting of Krishna's name.
如果我们真诚并且最终避免了所有的冒犯，那么借着 Vaishnava 奉献者 Guru 以及 Krishna 的仁慈，我们就能够逐渐从 Namabhas 清除冒犯的阶段提升到 Sudhana 纯粹唱诵 Krishna 圣名的阶段。
We come to the level of Krishna Prema.
最终达到 Krishna Prema 对 Krishna 纯粹的爱的阶段。
Just the only real aspiration of each and every sincere devotee.
而得到 Krishna Prema 对 Krishna 纯粹的爱是每一个真诚的奉献者唯一的渴望。
So our story begins in a sense towards the end.And therefore, we'll kind of go back to the beginning in the course of the discussion, and then kind of to the end again. So, the Bhagavatam describes that Ajamil, he was at the end of his life. He was already 88 years of age.
圣殿博迦坛当中讲到阿迦米勒的故事，讲到他当时已经八十多岁了。
And his time was drawing to an end, or it seemed.
他剩下的时间已经不多了。
Now, as is generally the case, for a person who has led a life of sin and is fit to be punished,The agents of Yamaraj, the Lord of Death, appear, and because a sinful person performs sinful acts with the body, mind, and words, three Yamadutas appear with ropes in their hands. They have very gruesome, grotesque features.
一般而言，如果一个人过着罪恶的生活，那么在他生命结束的时候，死亡之主 Yamaraj 的代理就会来到他面前，因为他生前是用他的身体、心意和言语在从事罪恶的活动，所以说会有三位 Yamaduta Yamaraj 的代理来找他。他们会拿着绳子来找他。这三个 Yamaduta 他们长相怪异，非常的可怕。
So, they bring these ropes, of course, to bind the conditioned soul and to actually rip the soul from the body of that sinful creature.
三位 Yamaduta 拿着绳子的目的就是将受条件限制的灵魂捆绑起来，把他们的灵魂拽出他们的身体。
Drag him to the court of Yamaraj.
把他拖到 Yamaraj 的法庭上。
To be tried and punished.
让他们接受审判，接受惩罚。
At the same time that this was taking place, they were binding him and getting ready to take him.
这时候，三位 Yamaduta 已经把阿迦弥勒绑起来了，正要把他带走呢。
The agents of Lord Vishnu or the Vishnu Dutas appeared and.They drew their swords and they blocked the Yamadutas from performing their task.
Vishnu 的代理 Vishnu Duta 立刻出现在现场，拔出他们的利剑，将捆绑阿加米勒的绳子砍掉了。
And this had never happened to the Yamadutas in the past.
Yamaduta 们还从来没有见到过这样的情形。
And so they were very taken aback. They were bewildered.
他们大吃一惊，非常的迷惑。
At the same time, they could recognize that the Vishnu Dutas were extraordinarily effulgent. They were very beautiful, lotus-like eyes, four-armed. They had a complexion like a dark monsoon cloud. In fact, they had the features of the Supreme Lord Vishnu himself. So they couldn't deny that these were some very angelic creatures.
Yamaduta 们虽然感到很惊讶，但他们还能够看得出这三位 Vishnu Duta 他们格外的美丽，全身发光，而且有着漂亮的莲花眼，四臂的形象。他们的肤色就像是深色的雨季的云，他们的特征，身体特征就像至尊主维什努本人一样，他们看上去就像天使般的生物一样。
And they inquired, "Who are you, and why are you checking us?"
他们就问维什努杜塔，你们是谁？为什么要阻止我们的工作？
So after the Vishnu Dutas introduced themselves, then they explained that you are taking this person, this soul, for punishment, but you do not know that he has atoned for all of his sins.
Vishnu Dutas 们介绍完他们自己之后就说，你们想要带走这个灵魂，但你们不知道，其实他所有的罪恶已经被赎清了。
And the Yamadutas were very surprised to hear this.
听到这些，亚麻杜塔非常的惊讶。
Because they knew very well that Ajamil had committed many sins in his life.
因为他们知道阿加米勒的确是在他的一生当中犯下了很多的罪恶。
And they say that he transgressed religious principles.
他们说阿加米勒他违反了宗教原则。
And then they begin to explain that although Ajamil, he was born as a Brahmin, and he studied Vedic literature, and he had good character, he had good conduct, he had all good qualities. He was firmly established and executing all the Vedic injunctions. He was very mild and gentle. He kept his mind and senses under control. He was always truthful. He knew how to chant Vedic mantras.And he was very pure. He was even very respectful to his spiritual master.
Yamaduta 们说的确，阿加米勒曾经，他出生在婆罗门的家庭，也曾经研习过伟大经典。他品行端正，他执行伟大经的训示，而且他性格温和，他能够很好的控制自己的感官和心意，他很真诚。他而且会唱诵伟大曼陀罗，他非常的纯洁，他尊敬灵性导师等等。
The fire god, guests, and elderly members of the household, and he was free from false prestige.
他是很好的居士，而且他免除虚荣。
He was upright, benevolent to all living entities, and well behaved. He would.Never speak nonsense or envy anyone.
他仁慈对待所有的众生，他行为得体，他也从来不说废话，他也从不嫉妒任何人。
So, he started out as a very dutiful brahmana, and he was very fixed in his devotion.
所以他刚开始的时候，他是非常尽职尽责的婆罗门，专注在奉爱。
But as the Yamadutas explained, once when Ajamiyo was following the order of his father to gather some particular types of fruits, flowers, and types of grasses.Samit, is it? Samit and Kusha, which are used for sacrifice. On his way home, he came upon a Sudra, or a very lusty fourth-class man, who was shamelessly embracing, kissing a prostitute.
Yamadutta 们解释道，阿迦弥勒曾经按照父亲的训令，他去到森林里面采摘一些果子和鲜花草，还有枯萨草，这些都是用来做祭祀的。在他回家的路上，他看到一位苏舍第四阶层的人和一个妓女在亲吻拥抱。
And the Bhagavatam says the Sudra was smiling, singing, and enjoying as if this were proper behavior. And the prostitute's eyes were rolling in intoxication, and her dress had become loose. Such was the condition in which Ajamil saw them.
圣殿摩迦拉坛当中也描述到，这位苏哲他笑着唱着，他以为这样是正当的行为，而这位妓女也是沉迷其中，衣冠不整。
Now, in those days, this was something very rare. It was these type of low-class activities were only conducted by the fourth class or lower.
这就是阿迦弥勒看到的情景，在当时的年代，这样的现象是极其罕见的。这样的行为只是低级阶层的人，第四阶层的人，甚至更低阶层的人才会做。
Jews or less, people who don't really understand proper behavior for a human being.
因为低级阶层的人不知道作为人类正当的行为是什么。
Nowadays, of course, wherever you go, this is what is going on. And from this, we can see how degraded human society has become.
当今社会这样的现象无处不在，由此可见现在的社会是多么的堕落。
Now, when Ajamil saw this, he tried to draw on all of the education he had received, the strength of his practice, and he tried to refer to Shastra. He tried to use his intellect to control his lusty desires. But it's said that the force of Cupid within his heart overwhelmed him.
阿迦弥勒看到这一幕以后，他努力在运用他所学到的知识，他的灵修的力量，以及经典上的训示，努力的用这些给自己力量，以便用智性能够控制他的色欲。但据说他的心中的丘比特的力量却征服了他。
He failed to control his mind. And he lost his intelligence basically.
他没能控制自己的心意，基本上也失去了智性。
I said he lost all his good sense.
失去了常识。
And he was so attracted to this prostitute that within a short time he took her as a servant in his house, because of a little bit higher caste Brahmana, so there was some wealth. And he eventually abandoned all the regulative principles of a Brahmin. He eventually got rid of his beautiful and chaste Brahmana wife, and he actually took this prostitute as his wife.
他非常受这位妓女的吸引，不久后他就把这位妓女娶回家作为他的仆人，因为他属于较高阶层的婆罗门，稍微富裕一些，因此他娶她为妻。他违反了作为婆罗门的规范原则，他甚至放弃了他美丽贞洁的婆罗门妻子，而却娶了这妓女为妻。
And then he began to spend all the money that he had inherited from his father.
他几乎花光了他从父亲那里继承下来的所有的财产。
Satisfy this prostitute with all types of material presentations so that she would remain pleased with him.
他就是为了满足这位妓女的所有的物质的愿望，取悦他。
And in essence, he gave up all his brahminical activities to satisfy her.
他放弃了，所有他作为婆罗门应该做的活动，就是为了满足他。
So in this way, he became more and more degraded.
就这样，阿加米勒越来越堕落。
He ate her cooking, for example, and to eat the cooking of a sinful person is very degrading to the consciousness. Oftentimes, devotees don't just realize how damaging this can be.
比如说，阿夏米勒会吃这位妓女做的饭，而这位妓女她是罪恶的人，而吃了罪恶的人做的饭，会对知觉。会非常让人的知觉堕落，有时候奉献者意识不到吃有罪恶的人做的饭是多危害有多大。
We've heard many times, in various places, Prabhupada reminds us that eating the grains cooked by non-devotees makes the mind wicked.
很多次我们也听到施拉帕巴德在很多地方提醒我们说，吃非奉献者做的五谷会让我们的心里变得邪恶。
So why? Because such persons will transfer some of their sinful desires in that food, and so then when one eats thatcontaminated food, one's mind will also.
因为非奉献者的罪恶的欲望会转移到食物里面，所以吃了他们做的食物的人，他的心意也会受到污染。
Contaminated. So, we understand that.As far as possible, we try to eat only prasadam. Not eat, but honor. We use that word honor rather than eat. Because it sanctifies the mind, the intellect, and the consciousness. And it makes one more able to think of Krishna.
所以说我们要尽可能的吃布沙达姆，我们甚至不说吃，我们说荣耀，尽可能只荣耀布沙达姆，因为只荣耀布沙达姆的话会圣化我们的心意，让我们的心意智性还有知觉变得圣洁，让我们更能够更容易的想着 Krishna。
So now Ajamil became more degraded. He earned money by whatever means, oftentimes illegally, and he used it to maintain all of the sons and daughters of this prostitute, which eventually began to number 10.
就这样，阿扎美勒越来越堕落。他用各种手段去赚钱，但很多时候，都是一些非法的手段，就是为了维系这些妓女以及他生的孩子。他最后生了有十个孩子。
And, and because he was now fit to be punished according to his misdeeds, the Yamadutas thought they were quite justified.
因为阿加米勒所犯的这些罪恶，亚麻都他们认为他罪当受罚。
Carry out their duty. Now, the Vishnu Dutas begin to explain that this certainly may be true that he has done these things, but what you don't realize is that Ajamil has already atoned for all his sinful actions.Indeed, he has atoned not only for sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives.
但维什努都他们说，也许你们所说的都是真的，但是你们不知道的是，阿加米勒已经赎清了他这一世，甚至不止这一世的所有的罪恶，他甚至赎清了他几百万生世的罪恶。
For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana.
因为他在最无助的时候唱诵了 Narayana 的名字。
Even though he did not chant purely,
虽然他并没有纯粹地唱诵这个名字。
He chanted without offense.
但他却没有带冒犯的在唱诵 Narayana.
And therefore, he is now pure and eligible.For liberation.
所以他现在变得纯粹了，他有资格获得解脱。
So the Yamadutas had only considered the external situation of Ajamil. They saw he was sinful, and then, you know, therefore he was deserving to be punished.
因此，亚麻都他们只是考虑到阿加米勒的外在的情形，觉得因为他从事罪恶活动，所以他理应受到惩罚。
At the same time, we see that the Vishnu Dutas they were seeing a higher principle.
但 Vishnu Duta他们却在考虑更高的原则。
And of course, the higher principles are enunciated in Shastra, particularly in reference to the chanting of Krishna's name.
当然，这个更高的原则，根据很多经典的解释，指的是唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
We see a verse that is quoted again and again.By Prabhupada, and it is amongst several, but there's one from the Brihad Vishnu Purana, which tells us that simply by chanting one holy name of Hari, a sinful man can counteract the reactions to more sins than he is able to commit.
Srila Prabhupada 引用过很多经典当中有关圣名的荣耀的世界，其中一个是来自于 Brihad Vishnu Purana。这个世界是这样的，他说，只要唱诵一次哈利的圣名，他就可以抵消比他能够犯下的罪恶更多的罪恶反应。
So, how powerful is the holy name of Krishna?
可 可见 Krishna 的圣名是多么有力量。
Another verse is there from the Garuda Purana. If one chants the holy name of the Lord, even in a helpless condition or without desiring to do so, all the reactions of his sinful life depart, just as when a lion roars, all the small animals flee in fear.
还有一个诗节是来自于 Garuda Purana. 这个诗节这样讲到，即使一个人在无助的时候唱诵了圣名，即使他并没有愿望去唱诵，但只要他唱诵了圣名，他所有的罪恶反应都会离他而去，就像是狮子一呐喊，森林里面所有的动物都会因恐惧而四处逃窜。
And then we find from the Skanda Purana, by once chanting the holy name of the Lord, which consists of two syllables, ha and mi, ha, mi, one guarantees his path to liberation.
还有一个来自于 Skanda Prana, Skanda 往事书当中的诗节讲到，一个人只要唱诵了主哈利的圣名，只包含两个音节的主哈利的圣名哈利，他就能保证得到解脱。
So based on the scriptural injunctions, which the Vishnu Dutas are so conversant with, they are trying to teach a higher principle.
Vishnu Duta 们对于经典上的这些训示非常的熟悉，因此他们在努力教导更高的原则。
And the Vishnu Dutas explained that this Ajamil had named his youngest son Narayan.
Vishnu Dutas 们解释到，阿迦密勒给他的小儿子取名为 Narayana。
And as is often the case, the youngest child is given the greatest attention.
最小的孩子往往得到的关注也是最多的。
So, you know, when Ajamil took his meals, he would call his son, saying, "My dear Narayan, please come here."
Ajamil 每次吃饭的时候也会喊他儿子的名字，说：“亲爱的 Ajamil, 亲爱的Narayana, 过来。”
And although he was calling the name of his son, he nevertheless uttered the four syllables, Narayana. Simply by chanting the name of Narayana in this way, he sufficiently atoned for the sinful reactions of millions of lives.
虽然他是在叫自己儿子的名字，但不管怎样，他还是发出了 Narayana 这个名字，所以只是通过唱诵 Narayana 的名字，他就抵消了他百万生世的罪恶。
There's a beautiful verse that is spoken by the Vishnu Dutas. I want to read that. They say that the chanting of the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the best process for atonement for a thief of gold or other valuables.For a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or a relative, for one who kills a brahmana, or for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or another superior, can you imagine? It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king, or his father, for one who slaughters cows, and for all other sinful men.Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection.
圣典博伽瓦坛第六篇第二章九到十诗节，这两个美妙的诗节是 Vishnu Dutta 所说的。他们说， 吟诵吟唱主威树奴的圣名，对偷盗金子等宝物的盗贼、酗酒者、背叛朋友和亲人的人、杀死 Brahmana 的人，以及与自己的导师或其他先辈的妻子发生性关系的人来说，是最佳的赎罪方式。对谋杀女人、君王或自己父亲的人，对宰杀乳牛等所有其他的罪犯来说，也都是最佳的赎罪方式。仅仅靠吟诵吟唱主威士努的圣名，这些罪恶之人就可以引起至尊主的注意。至尊主会想，由于这个人吟诵吟唱了我的圣名，我就有责任保护他。
They go on to say, by following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. So we know that the Vedas have various levels, and in one level we have the Karmakanda section, which is a lot of ritual. For a more gradual elevation.
维士努都他继续说，遵守伟大祭祀仪式的规定，或从事赎罪活动，都不能使罪恶之人变得像吟诵吟唱一次主哈利的圣名那样被净化。我们知道伟大经有不同的层级，不同的级别，其中有一部是 Karmakanda， 讲的是通过遵守一些祭祀仪式让人逐渐的得到提升。
But chanting Krishna's name is far above that.
但是唱诵 Krishna 的圣名远远高于 Karmakanda 当中推荐的祭祀仪式。
They go on to say, although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful actions, it does not awaken devotional service, unlike the chanting of the Lord's names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia.
维什努都他继续说，赎罪活动也许使人免于恶报，但并不像吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名那样唤醒人做奉爱服务的愿望。吟诵吟唱圣名使人记起至尊主的声望、品质、特征、娱乐活动和随身用品。
So the chanting of Krishna's name is on the highest level of spiritual practice.
因此唱诵 Krishna 的圣名处在灵性修习的更高的层面。
At the time of death, Ajamil, naturally when you're faced with great fear, you feel very helpless and you call, you cry, you're looking for some type of a shelter. So he chanted Narayana, and although he was perhaps thinking of his son, he was chanting without offense.
一般人在临死的时候都会非常的无助，他会呼喊，想要得到一些庇护。那 Ryan 呢，在临终时，在遇到被极度恐惧的情况时，他唱诵了他喊了 Narayana 的名字。虽然他只是在叫他儿子的名字，但是他却念出了主 Narayana 的名字，而且是没有冒犯的。
He was chanting in great desperation.
他是在极度的绝望当中呼喊的 Narayana 的名字。
And just by doing that, he gradually was purified.
只是通过以这样的心态唱诵 Narayana 的名字，他就逐渐得到了净化。
And in this way, the Vishnu Dutas tell the Yamadutas that because he is freed from all these reactions of sinful life, do not try to take him to your master for punishment in the lower regions. And this is a very important point, because, you know, the real perfection, as mentioned in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, the highest perfection of human life is to remember the personality of God at the end of one's existence.
In the Vishnu Dutta, just像, Yama Dutta, he 解释说说阿迦弥勒，因为他已经免除了，已经赎清了他所有罪恶活动的反应，因此请不要把他带到你们的主人 Yamaraj 那里去接受宗教法律的惩罚。这一点很重要，因为《薄伽梵歌》当中也说，人在生命结束时，最重要的是记住至尊人格守神。
And the best way to remember, of course, is to chant the name.
最好的记住至尊歌手神的方式就是唱诵他的圣名。
Krishna.
唱诵 Krishna.
The Vishnu Dutas go on to say some very wonderful things. They say one who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. So, however one chants, one gets great benefit.
接下来的这个美妙的世界也是维什努杜塔说的，他们说，吟诵吟唱至尊主圣名的人，立刻消除无数恶报，哪怕他是间接的，为表达其他意思，以开玩笑的方式，作为音乐消遣，或甚至漫不经心的这么做，都不例外。所有精通经典的学者都确认了这一点。所以只要唱诵圣名，不管怎样去唱诵圣名，都会得到益处。
They say if one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune, such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though he is sinful.
而且人如果吟诵吟唱哈利的圣名，随后因为从房底坠落，在路上行走时滑倒摔断骨头，被蛇咬，遭受疼痛及高热的折磨，或被武器伤害等不幸的事件死去，哪怕他有罪，都立刻被免除必须过地狱生活的惩罚。
Which is quite extraordinary.
这是非同寻常的，很不一般的荣耀。
And because we see in the Gita, you know, we have that verse, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, that time, that state he will attain without fail. So naturally,
薄伽梵歌当中也说到，一个人临终时，无论心里无论想着什么，他都必定到达那里。
If one chants the name, one will attract the attention of Krishna.
如果在临终时，一个人能够唱诵 Krishna 的名字，他也必定能够吸引 Krishna 的注意力。
And if one chants sincerely, without offense, then such a calling will be answered quite quickly.
如果一个人能够真诚的毫无冒犯的去唱诵 Krishna 的名字，他这样的呼喊 就会很快得到回应。
Another verse they speak. Authorities who are learned scholars and sages have carefully ascertained that one should atone for the heaviest sins by undergoing a heavy process for atonement, and one should atone for lighter sins by undergoing lighter atonement. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, however, vanquishes all the effects of sinful activities, regardless of whether heavy or light.
维什努都他继续说，赎重罪必须经历艰难的赎罪过程，赎轻罪的方法就比较轻松，这是博学的学者和圣人等权威人士谨慎查明的事实。但是吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra 能清除一切无论轻重的罪恶活动的影响。
So where one would normally have to undergo a verygradual process of atonement.
一般来说，赎罪的过程是很缓慢的，逐渐达到的。
The chanting of Krishna's name does it all.
但唱诵 Krishna 的圣名却能立刻达到一切目标。
Again, one. As a fire burns dry grass to ashes,So the holy name of the Lord, whether chanting knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities.
他们继续说，正如大火将干草烧成灰烬，无论是在了解的情况下，还是不了解的情况下，吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，都必能将人的恶报烧成灰烬。
So fire will act, whether it's handled by some innocent child or someone who's aware of the power.
所以就像火，无论这个火是在无知的、无辜的孩子手上，还是在了解火的力量的人手上，它都会发挥作用的。
It acts.If a person unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine takes that medicine or is forced to take it, it will act even without his knowledge because its potency does not depend on the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one does not know the value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective.
人无论是在不了解某种药物之效力的情况下服用它，还是被迫服用它，那药物都会起作用，因为药物的力量并不取决于病人对它的了解。同样，即使人不知道吟诵吟唱至尊主圣名的价值，但如果有意或无意的这样做了，就会产生极大的效力。
Gosh, if we think about it, that's really the formula the Prabhupada followed. I mean, in the beginning, people didn't know very much. They didn't understand much philosophy. They didn't even really understand what the holy name was. But they just followed Prabhupada, and by their chanting, the consciousness became purified.
我们想想看，其实从我们运动的一开始，释迦牟尼的就遵守的，就依照这样的公式来做事的。刚开始人们也并不理解我们的哲学，也不理解圣名到底是什么，他们只是遵循圣牟尼的训示，追随他。通过唱诵，他们的知觉就得到了进化。
And Prabhupada mentions Even great scholars at the time, there was a Dr. J. Stilson Judah. He was very attracted to Prabhupada and to the movement that he created because he saw that Prabhupada was turning these drug addicted hippies into pure devotees, pure Vaishnavas, and that they were following the path of pure devotees, and they were becoming servants of, as he said, Krishna humanity.
舒拉帕巴特说，当时有一个学者叫做朱森朱达博士，他也非常受舒拉帕巴特的吸引，也很受舒拉帕巴特所发起的运动的吸引，因为他亲眼看到舒拉帕巴特如何将吸毒者那些嬉皮士们变成了纯粹的 Vaishnava 奉献者，仅仅通过追随纯粹奉献者的步伐，他们就变成了纯粹的 Vaishnava。就像圣帕帕的说的，他们遵循的是他们是成为了 Krishna 人道主义的仆人。
So they didn't know a few years prior anything about the Hare Krishna mantra, but now they were chanting and becoming pure devotees.
几年前他们还不知道 Hare Krishna 的唱诵，但现在他们就在唱诵 Hare Krishna， 成为了纯粹的奉献者。
And they were giving up sinful activities.
他们放弃了罪恶活动。
Such as illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling.
但不再从事吸食、麻醉品、赌博、食肉、过非法的性生活这样的罪恶活动。
And this is a practical outcome. It's a practical proof of the effectiveness of chanting. It purges the heart of a sinful desires.
这就是圣名的力量的实际的证明。通过唱诵圣名，一个人内心中的罪恶的欲望就会被清除掉。
Particularly, if we chant without offense.
尤其是当我们不带冒犯的唱诵的时候。
And so in this way, the agents, messengers of Yamaraj, had been convinced, and then they went, of course, to Yamaraj and explained everything that had happened. And, the nooses that were binding Ajamil, they were actually loosened and released.
Yamaduta 们 ，Yamaraj 的代理们，他们听了 Vishnu Duta 的解释之后，他们也信服了。于是他们去到 Yamaraj 那里解释了事情的真相，然后他们捆绑阿加米勒的绳子就解开了。
And now Ajamil was free. And naturally, having kind of witnessed and heard this discussion between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, he became free. He became free of fear. He came to his senses.
阿舍密勒现在自由了，现在他被解放了。他亲眼目睹了亚玛都塔和维什诺都塔之间的讨论之后，他完全的摆脱了恐惧，恢复了理智。
Then naturally he offered his obeisances to Vishnu to his wife, is described bowing his head at their lotus feet.
自然的 ，Ajamila 就用头触碰 Vishnu Dutta 的莲花足，向他们顶拜。
And of course, he was very pleased by their presence because they had saved his life in the hands of the servants of the Yamaraj.
他被从 Yamaraj 代理的手中拯救回来，他感到非常的高兴。
And at that point, he wanted to start speaking and to thank them, to glorify them. But what happened is that the Vishnudutas, they disappeared.
阿娇美勒正准备要感谢开口感谢 Vishnuduta, 开始想要荣耀他们，但突然 Vishnuduta 却消失了。
Now, they disappeared because they wanted to increase his eagerness, because it says that separation makes the heart grow fonder.
他们消失是因为他们想增强阿娇米勒的渴望。有句话说，别离情更深。
They wanted him to experience that separation so that he would become more desirous of attaining the association with Krishna, to go back to the spiritual world.
他们想要阿娇米勒体验这种分离，让以便让他能够更加渴望得到 Krishna 的涟漪，更加渴望回到灵性世界。
And from there, Ajamil, he decided that he would no longer waste his life. He gave up the prostitute. He gave up these children, and he immediately went to the holy place known as Hardvar in the Himalayas.
从此之后，阿娇米勒就决定不再浪费自己的生命。他毅然放弃了这位妓女及他的孩子们，立即去到喜马拉雅山的圣地 Hardvar.
And he moved into a Vishnu temple. And he continued his worship of the Supreme Lord. He had greatly lamented that he had fallen like this, and he was feeling very remorseful.
他住到了Vishnu 庙宇，继续崇拜主。他为自己的堕落感到非常的懊悔。
In that remorseful condition, he really took shelter of the Lord.
在这种深深的懊悔当中，他真正的脱避了主。
Process of bhakti. And he continued his life in this way. And at some point when he was completely purified, then these same personalities appeared to him again. This time, they came with what's described as a golden airplane.
他通过bhakti 奉爱的程序，在奉爱的在修继续遵守奉爱的程序当中，真正的脱离了主。当他完全得到净化的时候，同样之前他所看到的 Vishnuduta 也乘着金色的飞机来接他。
It said that he gave up his body on the bank of the Ganga.
据说他是在恒河岸边离开躯体的。
And from then, he boarded that golden airplane, and he was able to go through all the different coverings and return to the spiritual realm.
他登上了这架金色飞机，他超越了重重的覆盖，最终回到了灵性世界。
So we learn from this pastime that he such a fallen condition as Ajamil, if one chants the holy name offenselessly, that one can attract the attention of Krishna.
从这个逍遥时光当中，我们就可以看到，即便像Ajamil这样堕落的处境，他如果毫无冒犯地唱诵了 Krishna 的圣名，他依然能够吸引 Krishna 的注意。
Krishna is so indebted to anyone who offenselessly chants his holy name that he will personally make arrangements for such a person to overcome his difficulty.And he will give him association that will help to uplift him.
Krishna 对于不带冒犯地唱诵他圣名的人总是充满感激，他会亲自安排唱诵真诚唱诵的人克服困难，并且给予他很好的联谊，帮助他更加的进步，更加的振奋。
He will make all arrangements for him to continue to advance in Krishna consciousness.
他会做出所有的安排，让真诚的、不带冒犯的唱诵者继续在 Krishna 知觉当中取得进步。
It's described that even a moment's association with saintly persons, is enough to bring about perfection.
与圣人的片刻联谊就足以带来完美。
Vishnu Dutas were present only for some moments, whatever time it took to have this brief discussion with the Yama Dutas. It was enough to purify his heart.
维斯杜塔出现的时间也不过是几刻钟，也只够与亚马杜塔进行一段讨论，但即便这么短的时间也足以净化了阿杰弥勒的心。
So the Lord worked through those very exalted souls, and by their association he then was able to understand, and he developed greatfaith and determination to persevere now. And ultimately he was successful.
因此主是通过这些崇高的灵魂来给予奉献者，给予真诚的唱诵者联谊，让他能够更多的理解主，增强他的信心、决心，坚持下去，直到成功。
So how wonderful this is that the benefits of Namabhas chanting, they're extraordinary.
我们看到 Namabhas 清除冒犯的唱诵是多么的美妙，它的益处是多么的不可思议，多么的非同寻常。
Quite extraordinary. Now, at the same time, we shouldn't kind of utilize this pastime to justify our own lack of application.To the process of chanting. To say that we can do whatever we like, even commit sinful activities, and then expect that at the end, somehow or another, it's just all going to fall into place and the Vishnu Dutas will come and save us.
但是听了这个故事以后，我们不能以为我们就可以忽略实际的认真的去践行 Bhakti 奉爱的休息程序，不能以为只要一生可以无所欲为，在临终的时候一切都会自动到位， Vishnu Dutta 就能来救我们。
It may not work like that.
可能并不会这样。
The point is to awaken us to our constitutional position, so that if we are fallen, or if we, Krishna forbid, may fall in the future, only real shelter is the holy name of Krishna. So we should take full advantage of the opportunity that we've been given.
而这个逍遥时光是在帮助我们唤醒我们原本的位置，让我们知道，即使我们堕落的时候，奎师那帮助了我们，防止了我们的堕落。我们要记得，我们唯一的庇护是奎师那的圣名，因此我们要充分把握我们得到的珍贵的机会。
And to really strive to chant without offense, be very conscious of the thoughts in your mind, the words that come out of your mouth, and the actions that you perform. Because it's all connected with your chanting of Krishna's name. If somehow or another you can avoid the committing of the 10 offenses, then one can advance.
因此我们要是想方设法不带冒犯的唱诵，我们要意识到自己心意的想法，自己口中说的话以及自己的行为，因为这些都是和唱诵 Krishna 的圣名有关的。如果我们能够设法避免实相冒犯，我们就可以进步，就可以往前走。
And if we don't take advantage of the holy name, if we don't really value this very rare opportunity that we have been given, then what hope is there for us? Personally, I don't see any.
如果我们不珍惜圣名，不珍惜我们得到的这个罕有的机会，我们还能有什么希望？在我看来是没有希望的。
We may be floundering in this material world for many, many more births before we again get the opportunity to chant Krishna's name.
如果我们不珍惜的话，可能我们还需要在物质世界再次苦苦挣扎，再投身很多次之后，才会再次得到机会唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
So we should realize that we've been given a very great gift. It's a very rare opportunity. Somehow or another we came to contact with the devotees, with Srila Prabhupada, with his teachings and with the holy name. So we should take full advantage.
我们应该觉悟到我们得到的这个得到的这份宝贵的重要的礼物，这个罕见的，这是一个罕见的机会。我们终于遇到了奉献者，遇到了Srila Prabhupada的教导，遇到了圣名，因此我们要充分的把握这个机会。
And really strive to chant without offense, with full attention, and with love for Krishna.
我们要努力不带冒犯的，全神贯注的，怀着对 Krishna 的爱心去唱诵圣名。
If we do so, the future is very bright.
如果能这样去唱诵，我们的未来是非常的光明的。
And we can come to the level of chanting Sudhana, the pure name of Krishna, and attain the greatest treasure of Krishna Prema, pure.
如果能以这样的方式去唱诵，我们就有机会达到 Sudhanam 纯粹的唱诵 Krishna 的圣名的阶段，我们也就能够得到最宝贵的、最大的珠宝、珍宝，那就是 Krishna Prem 对 Krishna 纯粹的爱。
Hare Krishna.